dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond.
Shalom and welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. My name is Jared Hull and I'm with the special guest of the week of Billy Brim Ministries, Brandon Brim, my little brother and full-time minister for 2 years and
yes.
Blessed. And honestly, it's really amazing. That's what we've been talking about, doing the word and God being faithful. And how he's been faithful. When you do the word works. There's no Amen. Question about it and what doing the word it means. It's not just reading it once. It doesn't mean you might not, you might have feelings that of regret. You might have feelings of, you know, pity party, feel bad for yourself, but you find what the Bible says about you.
You know, Amen.
Greater
You're
is
a
he,
child of God.
Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. What does your contract, what does it say? What does what God's done for you and who you are in him, what does it say? Find it. Receive it by faith. Today, receive it. You know, we're talking about today receiving it. And we're talking about, you know, a refire in your life. We're just saying earlier, past couple of days, how our grandmother, Billy Brim Mimi, she's, you go to Israel with her, and you better put your jogging shoes on. You better put your all-terrain, you know, yeah. workout shoes on, because you're going to be going everywhere, walking everywhere, going up hills, going to, you know, McDowell where we have property. You're going to be going to, I mean, walking and running and playing catch up with Mimi. And Mimi's, you know, in her 70s.
Yeah.
And a lot of people that age, they retire.
But we got to have a refire.
Refire.
And it's supernatural, Jared.
Yeah.
The devil's a liar. I've been hearing this in my spirit. The devil is a liar. We all know that. We've heard that since, you know, we are children's class. You know, the devil's a liar. Yep, that's right. But we don't need to just hear it in our ears. We got to know it. You might feel discouragement. You might feel this or that. Let me say this to you. It's a profound revelation. Are you ready? You don't need to have your Greek concordance out. You don't need to have all this out. I have it for you right here. The devil is a liar. He lost the victory over 2,000 years ago. Jesus made a show of him openly, triumphing him over him, and he gave us the victory. We have won the victory. The devil is a liar. You can't retire. You got to refire. I believe this week, I want you to tune in. You know, we're on Monday through Friday. We're going to be on this whole week. Even these last couple days, you can go to billybrim.org and listen to the archives. But we want you to listen. Maybe not just once, twice, or three times. I believe something's going to happen to you. You're going to get a more of a giddy up in your step because you can't slow down. You can't retire. You got to refire. Keep on pressing in. Not just for the, you know, older people. I've been using that word retire, but it's for all of us. We got to be young people. We got to be, you know, maybe a little bit older. We got to be on fire for God. We're talking about that, Jared. We're talking about the fire of God. We're talking this week. We've been sharing about it. I shared a little bit, you know, yesterday on the broadcast about me going out to California, trusting God. You know, you might have, I had these feelings coming up going, what in the world am I doing here? I should be doing this. Me. The Lord said, hey, why don't you serve? Why don't you trust me? So I did over a year. God, how am I going to be a minister? What am I doing here?
Well, you felt that because you're traveling with Mimi for years, going to
right.
all the nice churches and nice hotels, and you're out in the desert of Cali.
Exactly.
Serving. So, yeah, that's why you felt like that. There's a good reason to feel like that.
And I said, God, why? What am I doing out here? You might have had those feelings before. What am I supposed to do? Look at everybody else. Look at them. Hey, that's what the devil wants you to do. He wants you to compare. Look at other people. But God has a race for you. You only. There's only one set of fingerprints, and you have them. There's not two set of fingerprints that are the same around. No, God is the God of the individual. He's your God, he's my God. He has a race for you. You can't run someone else's race. You can't say, why do they have this? Why do they have that? No, stop looking at them and start looking to see what God has called you to do. He told me out in California, I said, God, you've called me to be a minister. What am I doing out here? I don't have a message to preach, and I don't like to talk in front of people. How many know you had to talk in front of people to preach?
Yeah.
He said, Brandon, I'll give you the message. I'll preach it through you. He literally has. He's given me the message, and he preaches it through me. I sense it. There's been times where I'll be in a place, and I'm about to get up there, and I'll feel the Holy Spirit come on me right before I receive the mic, and that's him. I feel that. He's ministering through me. He's talking through me. Amen. We got to have the fire. We got to be bold. We can't back down. I know the people in America have woken up. They are awake. God is moving. You're seeing that. Spirit of prayer is being poured upon our nation like never before. But we're talking about, Jared, I want to share a little bit about the fire of God. Mm-hmm. We got to have the fire of God. I believe on this radio broadcast, Jared, you know, I've heard this before. Brother Hagin, Kenneth E. Hagin, he said this. He says, what you preach about, God will, it will happen in your service.
Yeah, manifest, right.
It will manifest in your service. I believe on this radio broadcast, over the radio air, this week, these last couple days, these next few remaining days, I believe it's going to happen. The fire of God's going to hit you. In your spirit, something's happening to you. You're maybe feeling discouraged. Now you're encouraged. Maybe you have a left earache. That earache's gone in Jesus' name. Maybe you have an eye problem. That eye problem's gone right now in Jesus' mighty name. Maybe you can't focus. That is gone in Jesus' mighty name. It's going to happen. It's going to manifest itself. But I believe, Jared, the fire of God, when you hear the fire, I believe it's one of the most misunderstood words there is. You hear it thrown around all the time. Oh, we had the fire of God. Oh, the fire, that's fire. But there really is a fire of God, Jared. There really is. And I kind of, you know, we can talk more, you know, I kind of want to start out. How do you understand the word fire? How do you know what the fire of God is? Well, let's first start out what it isn't. The fire of God is not just how loud you scream or how you say the word fire, fire, or how loud the fire. It's not just about that. Yeah, the Holy Spirit might be moving. You might be screaming. That's fine. But you can literally just be sitting there quiet as a mouse and the fire of God can manifest. It's not just about how loud you scream. Are you talking right to that person? You could just tell the person out at the grocery store, hey, God bless you, and the fire of God hit that person. Or you shake their hand, hey, I appreciate you. And the fire of God touched that person. I've seen this before. My wife, Destiny, I was with her at a fashion event in Los Angeles, and I'm sitting there, and all these people there are told they're not really church people at all, and they just want to talk to me. And they tell me, I feel different when I'm around you. What is that? We're not called to be like everybody else. We're called to be difference makers, culture shifters, the fire of God. You can sit there. You don't have to preach to people. Well, let me hear it tell you, brother or brother, sister, I got something for you. I'm preaching this. No, no, no. You could be sitting there. You could just be having your time with the Lord. You could be praying, talking to people, and the fire of God could be burning inside of you, and people around will take notice. The fire of God is not just how you dress. I like to kind of joke around, you know, sometimes you'll go to services and you'll see people and they're wearing these, you know, funny outfits, and you'll go, wow, look at that. He has his fire shoes on, or you might be teasing around, or Jared, I have this one shirt. And it's a dress shirt. It's kind of real extravagant. I was actually, someone blessed me with it, but I always say this is my revival shirt, and I'm just joking around. It kind of looks like, you know, it has that look, but it's not just about how you dress. You could be at the swimming pool and the fire could be burning inside of you. People around you take notice. You could be walking around, going to the grocery stores. Like I said, it's not just about how you dress. I believe when we go to church, we need to look good for God. We are His representatives. I believe that. But it's not just because if you have a dress outfit on or a cool, if you're real in a nice suit and all that, then you can have the fire. Then you can operate in that. No, I believe in your high schools, in your college, the fire of God will manifest. When you honor God, when you honor it, when you expect it, when you believe God in it, people around will take notice. Amen. We got to have the fire of God. I like to study men and women of God whose God used mightily. There's this, you know, William Seymour.
Mm-hmm.
The Azusa Street Revival. We knew it. We know exactly what happened there. But Jared, he was in Texas before he went to Los Angeles. He prayed in the tongues for 5 hours a day. Revival didn't start when he was in California. It started when he was in Texas. Praying for 5 hours a day. Moves out to California. He says, God, what am I supposed to do? He says, I want you to pray more. 7 hours a day. I'm not telling you to pray 5 or 7 hours a day. If God leads you, he'll tell you what to do. But what is that? That's the fire of God. Then we saw what happened, how God moved. It's not just for him. It's for all of us. We need it. The fire of God is not just a style, but it's a lifestyle. It's not just a time where you're on the pulpit and you have it and you say, you know what? Preach the fire of God, and you get down and you act like the world, you talk like the world. Mm-hmm. No, it's not just a style, it's a lifestyle.
It's not comfortable either.
Yeah, you're not going to blend in. When you have the fire of God, you're not going to act like everybody else. You're not going to say, yeah, bless you and have your look. No, you might look different. People might not understand, but we are not called to fit in. We're called, Jared, to be salt in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. The fire of God. We've been seeing this, Jared. We were in Washington State. We were there. We saw miracles. We saw signs and wonders. People came to church. They didn't just want to hear a sermon. They came. They had things that were on them, bondages, strongholds, and they needed to be delivered. They didn't know what to do. Those bondages take a while to get on there. Those strongholds, they build up on them. But let me tell you, 1 second in the anointing, 1 second in the fire of the Holy Spirit, it destroys and breaks every bondage, every stronghold. That's why the enemy is after the anointing. He doesn't care about the entertainment, entertain them for 10 minutes, have a 15-minute worship set, leave. No, but it's the anointing that breaks the chain. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke. We saw people that were, one lady in particular I'm thinking of, her eye was completely shut. I prayed for her in Jesus' mighty name. Touch her eye. I kept on walking. Literally, few minutes later, she starts screaming, my eye, my eye, my eye. God healed her eye right there, completely opened up. She's screaming, giving Jesus all the praise. The power of God hit that place. What is that? That's the fire of God. People were touched. People bound up by alcoholism, delivered. The anointing breaks and destroys the yoke. Not just for the ministers to do it. In my name, you shall lay hands on the sick. They shall recover. You, we're all called to be ministers. Maybe not stand on the platform, but you, minister, to preach is to proclaim or declare. We're all called to preach and to proclaim and declare the goodness of the Lord. Amen. I pray this blessed you. I want you to stay tuned. We have some ways you can...
If someone wants to know about what you guys are doing, Brandon, if they want your ministry, where you're going, news, how do I do that?
Yeah, we have a website, Jared. It's hisnameministries.com. His name, HISNAME, ministries, MINISTRIES, hisnameministries.com. You can email us. It goes right. We have access to it. I want you to send your prayer requests, even testimonies. You know, there's power in your testimonies. People need to know what God has done for you. Let us know. We have a P.O. Box. It's His Name Ministries, P.O. Box 262, Montclair, MONTCLAIR, California, 91763. Keep in contact with us. Let us know. Hey, this radio message, this blessed us,
you know. You can connect with you.
Yeah, we have videos, what we're about, what we do. We have other things. And stay in contact with us. Also, you can get in contact with Billy Burr Ministries. You know, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. 800-972-3447. Stay in contact with us. Let them know you're being blessed by this radio broadcast. We thank you so much for listening. God bless and shalom.